The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Yes, I feel like I am full up with reminiscing.
Right, okay.
Feel that way.
Yeah. Well,
what do you think the equivalent for the personal journal podcasters such as us is to this reminiscing about stand-up?
You mean like when you started podcasting?
Well,
like breaking down that wall of talking about the podcasting while you're podcasting?
Maybe, but I was just trying to think of like what do personal journal podcasters tend to reminisce about?
Shark Week?
Yeah.
The good old days of the LFC.
Yeah.
Now there's Toppy, by the way, I saw my first video of that woman pooping in the supermarket. I was horrified and stunned and horrified and extremely dismayed for the world.
I mean, I don't know. Apparently that's how it's done, Peter.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Horrified and stunned and horrified.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2646 of the BFO for Monday the 19th of March 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, we've waited all week long, and it's finally here. Big Fat, I need to run to the tournament.
No, Santa's a
son. Not Dad, anything but
that. Oh, my God.
All this week on The Little Show.
Big Fatty online.
Shark Week.
Tudas Big Fatty, you can say that again. Hello, Tudas Big Fatty, is a squishy Tuda. Big Fatty, mama. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Now, y'all, as you all know, I am over in Hatlanta, and y'all, I'll be back. I'll be coming back to the villa tomorrow, but today and tomorrow's little shows were pre-recorded prior to my departure, and I thought it the perfect time to kick off Shark Week. Big Fatty, wipe your feet, and what we're gonna have this week is we're just gonna play little clips from little shows about people telling stories of their little shows about sharting themselves. And then on Wednesday, when I'm back in the villa, I recap the visit to Hatlanta and all that kind of stuff. So, y'all, today is just going to be one of those days that you just sit back and, y'all, you're going to be so embarrassed. You're going to be embarrassed that you're laughing at others' misfortune. Big Fatty, it happens to the best of us. Yes! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today the 19th of March, y'all, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is the reason I'm in Hatlanta. Y'all, it is the Hatterina's 87th birthday today. A Big Fatty, no need to wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. I'll be happy to do that for you. But y'all, we have others. Also, y'all, you've heard me speak of him many times on here. A former coal miner of that Hilby 2000. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Hilby 2000. And he listens from time to time. Not very much, Big Fatty. And y'all, our next celebration of exiting the birth canal comes from down there in the future. Sometimes known as Carry an Umbrella. Y'all, it's Liam. It is Liam from down there in the future. Big Fatty, we love Carry an Umbrella. And y'all, the next, y'all, she Yo, she's been to many, many of the Pride 48s. Y'all, it's none other. She's always there snapping at people. Beef, Eddie. Y'all, it's none other than that Amy Kodak Coles. Oh, Big Fanny. And a little Kathleen. And a little Kathleen Jr. on the way. It's true. And y'all, then, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's none other than the Big Liar. Y'all, he's been to many Pride 48s. Don't know if he's coming this year or not. Don't know if Amy Coles is coming either. But, y'all, it is the Big Liar himself from the Catching Up. Y'all, it's that Mike Lawson. Oh, Big Manny, we love Mike Lawson. So, y'all, if you see Hillby 2000 or Liam or Amy Coles or the Big Liar, Mike Lawson, on the 20 or the Face Space, y'all wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fanny, ooh, Big Fanny, I hope they have a lovely day, that they don't short themselves, or if they do, they call it in and let us know. And I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, I think my number one Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan, made up this sharp music for me last year. I may be wrong, but I think he did. But y'all, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play some sharp stories from other little shows and maybe throw this little music bed in between them. Yes, Big Freddy?
I knew that something horrible had gotten into my body.
Wow.
And I was sick for probably like 2 days.
Wow.
I was so sick that I was actually contemplating like canceling my flight and not coming home that day. I don't know where I was going to live. I could have been living in a dumpster in Rome. I was like,
wow.
It was bad news. But I decided to tough through it. And the funny part about it was, is we took a cab. Our flight was at like a 5 a.m., so we took a cab from Rome to the Rome airport at like 3 a.m. Getting from our hotel in a cab to the airport, clenching and not shitting your pants, right?
And then getting to the airport.
We get to the airport and they're like, oh, it's closed until 6 a.m. We couldn't get into the airport. And I'm like, I'm going to pop a loaf right here. As soon as they opened the door to the airport, I was like, where's the bathroom?
Right.
And I mean, I was like clawing the door. I was like right out the door. I'm like, I will cut a bitch. I am first in line.
Yeah, I guess that is Mr. Cackle. That is Mr. Cackle from over there at the Blime Time. And y'all, evidently he and his colon do not care for air travel. No, Big Fanny. There are issues. Big Fanny, you can say that again. You said Mr. Cackle. Of course there are issues. But Mr. Cackle, needless to say, I don't think he shot himself, but that's about as as close as you can get. And trust me, as the week goes along, we'll hear more from Mr. Cackle. Yes, Big Freddy.
I saw one of my cousins, and we told a story about one time he shit his pants in a Walmart. I won't blow up his spot.
Who has not shit their pants in a Walmart?
It was so funny. It happened to him and my mom. And
at the same time?
No, my mom didn't shit her pants. He was with my mom.
Oh, okay.
My mom took him to Walmart with her. And this was like, I don't know, like 20 years ago. and he said his belly hurt or whatever. And he was probably like 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. And so my mom waited outside the men's room and was like, I am here. Like, don't let anybody touch you. Right. Like, holler if something happens. I'm waiting outside.
Holler.
Right. So I guess like 5 minutes go by and like 2 teenage boys come running out of the bathroom like, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
And my mom finally like was like, well, I have to go in there and like figure out what's going on. Right. He's been there for a while. And my mom said it looked like a shit murder scene. It was like on the walls, on the holy ceiling. She had to tell him to wait there while she went and bought him new clothes. Because he ruined his shirt.
She had to buy a case of baby wipes.
Like, she...
Poor thing, he didn't get his pants down fast enough.
Well, she didn't know what size he wore. And I guess when she brought him home, my aunt was like, why your pants so short? that wasn't what you were wearing when you left. But yeah.
Yeah, I can see y'all. That, of course, are the stinky orangutans. That's Big Ricky. By the way, Big Ricky is down in Mexico. Big Freddy, he'll get some Montezuma's revenge. I bet there'll be some good short stories from there. And Adam from the Foul Monkeys, you know, they fling the poo. Y'all, Adam has got some excellent short stories that he has shared on their little show, and y'all, you'll hear them as the week goes on. By the way, if you've got a short story and you'd like to call in to the little show, just call the voice letter number, and when you start off the call, just say, Herbert Freddy, I've got a story for Short Week, and y'all we'll get the call played on the little show this week. But anyway, a big fan, can we hear the short music again? Well, of course you can.
From where I park back to the back, like, you know, train themed playground, that's right about where I am. And I'm walking and I sneezed. And that's not all I did. I believe the term you kids are using these days is shat oneself. So it was one of those things where I'm like, oh, God, did that actually happen? No. Yep. Nope. That actually happened. So I thought, okay, well, I know that since it's Memorial Day, they have all the bathrooms open. Because, you know, sometimes through the week, they only have, like, the 2 main ones unlocked and stuff. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll go to the bathroom. And, you know, the dog is being great. I only have to walk about 20 feet. I think this is fine. Except the Kona shaved ice truck pulls up right in front of the playground. So what do all the parents have their kids do? Run to the bathroom to wash their hands. So I'm like, and I have a little dog with me. And I don't want to make eye contact with anyone. And I'm clenched cheeks running the dog in. So I walk in and there's like 20 little kids. And there was a mom who locked eyes with me. And in about a half a second, I said to her, girl, I just shit my pants and now I'm holding a dog. Back off. And all the kids.
That's the title of this episode.
And all of the kids were like, puppy. And she's just like, let's let the lice lady go to the bathroom. I mean, there was no question she saw the look of fear on my face. There's no doubt. She knew what was happening. So I'm like, and it's one of those things where, you know, they have the hook on the back of the door for you to put your backpack or your purse. And I'm like trying to hook the leash.
Hook the dog.
Right. I'm hooking the leash on the thing. And of course, this dog is the best behaved dog in the world. And so she's just sitting there like, you know, what's happening? So then I have to do the indiscretion of taking off my shorts and my bathing suit bottoms with the dog that is literally in a foot wide area, because those bathrooms in those parks are teeny tiny, especially the ones by a kids area. They have like the little teeny tiny kid stalls. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, okay, you know what? I'm throwing everything I have on away.
It's fine. Dear Gussie Yolo, that is, of course, that's Miss Taffy Carlisle Huffington from the... From the pot is my co-pilot and Taylor. And y'all, you know, they love to go to the Disney World. And y'all, they're going to be at Pride 48 down there in New Orleans. And y'all, it reminds Big Fatty of y'all, there have been many times Big Fatty has shat himself at Big Fatty at Disney World. Y'all, one time was on Main Street, USA. Well, Big Fatty, if you're going to do it on Main Street, USA. I don't remember the details, but I do remember that it was in the building on the right-hand side, and it used to be, a spaghetti restaurant. It's not that anymore. It was like Tony's Spaghetti Restaurant or something. Yeah, nothing says Main Street USA like the Italian Mussolini spaghetti. Y'all, I just had to excuse myself, and I did that. Y'all, you've all done the walk. You've all done the clinch walk. Big Fatty, the clinch walk is well known to all. And y'all, it's just, you know, it's one of those things that if you can just get that clinch just a little bit tighter, it'll yes, Big Fatty, you're gonna make it. You're gonna make it. Oh, you're gonna make it. You're gonna. No, you didn't make it. Anyway, y'all, I have I've thrown away many a pair of underpants. That's why I just don't even wear them anymore. Big Fatty, do you just throw your pants away? Oh, y'all, speaking of that, y'all, I was talking to my mother last Sunday, and I'm sitting on the porch of the villa, and y'all, there's this car that has pulled up in front. Well, I didn't see anybody in it, but y'all, the sitting right next to the car, there's a pair of blue jeans. They look like somebody had gotten out of the car and taken their blue jeans off. Big Fatty, maybe they shat themselves. I don't know, but anyway, y'all, I told my mother about that, and she says, well, if you see anyone running around naked, you know, you'll know who's pants they are. So Big Fatty, let's have that music one last time before the little show ends. And y'all, of course, it wouldn't be Shark Week if I didn't have a Granny Shark story. Y'all, there are many times that we went to Dudley Do-Right's, and y'all, we'd go back to the parking garage. Granny won't. Oh, Dick, I see. Granny won't go to the toilet in a gabar. The poor thing, y'all, he would run into the public restroom in the parking garage, and y'all, sometimes it was a little too close for company. Big Fatty Vulgar, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. Call your short stories in for me. I'd love to hear from them. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there. It's a lots of reminiscing about Short Week from last week, and Peter G, do you have a short story that you'd like to tell to us?
Horrified and stunned and horrified.
Oh, you do have one. Well, I'll expect a call from you later this week.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.